Jeanette Habashi, welcome to Worldviews.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'd like to talk a little bit about your organization, A Child's Cup Full, a charitable organization which helps to fundraise to buy musical instruments for refugee children. This is such a great thing because obviously we've talked in the past on this show with musicians and others that we talk about music therapy and the importance of children playing musical instruments, and particularly those that are troubled or that are of special needs and that have difficult circumstances. So tell us a little bit about this organization and how and why you started it and what it does.
So this is what's fascinating about this organization and the learning process of it. So in 2009, I organized a conference in the West Bank for early childhood education. And we invited the usual group that attend the reconceptualization of early childhood conference to bring it to the West Bank in Bethlehem. So I said to my students, so if we're doing that conference in Bethlehem, because I was spearheading the whole process, let's fundraise something. Let's do something for the community. So part of it is like we start selling cookies. I never knew how to sell cookies, you know. Okay, I don't know how to do cookies to start with.
Everybody needs to know how to do a bake sale. that's a necessity if you're going to raise money.
So I did sesame bars. I know how to do sesame bars. But we started fundraising. We did yoga classes and we did music. We did a lot of things. And my students said, let's do some go and ask Best Buy, all of these companies around us in Tulsa, to see if they will donate music instruments. So what happened, we started collecting music instruments. At the same time, we had some funds to take with us to buy also music instruments, Eastern music instruments in the West Bank. The funny part of it, which is you'll be surprised, the learning process. So we get these keyboards, fabulous keyboards from Oklahoma to the West Bank, and we cannot use them because the tunes, there's certain keyboards, like if you buy them Western music, they don't have every tune or every key that you need for Eastern. So, of course, we're still using them, but we cannot play certain music on them.
Well, that's very interesting, considering I think there's this perception that music is a universal language and that you would have the same, you know, you would be able to use a piano from here, there, or there, here easily. That's very interesting that you've had to overcome that.
Yeah, we had to buy new keyboards there, but we still use them, but we didn't have every...
But with different music.
Yeah. I was so surprised because I didn't know that. And my students went with me and we gave... sex sites, I believe, to different, like we went and gave refugee schools, we gave to villages, we gave away to youth groups. And it was fun. And we know for sure that two groups since 2009 are still using them and they're part of a band. And they're working and they increase their instruments. So I'm happy with the progress. And I know the girls' school are still using it. But what happened from that point, which is more interesting, so we learned that we made mistakes, that we cannot go and tell people how to approach things, how to help them. So we said, okay, we're going to start fundraising for after-school programs. And we were successful for 3 years. So I said, okay, we're going to hire the refugee mothers and try to give them a job opportunity in a way we're going to provide for the children. So what we did, I said, okay, what's my skills? Habashi. And okay, I know in education, I know something with early childhood. I don't know how to do toys, but we're going to make educational toys. And refugee women are going to do them. And we're going to collect surplus. And we're going to find a designer who's going to do the educational toys, and we're going to figure out how to sell them in the West.
So you're so I'm clear, you're reverse engineering a toy of some sort, but using recyclable materials. And when you say using
surplus,
you're using leftover materials of all kinds to basically
do the toys,
recycle it into toys, into new toys. And you're training refugee moms
to do the toys.
Yes, and we sell them.
And it took the first prototype, it took 8 months because nobody knew what we have to do. So, which is fine because, you know, we have to test it. And we want to do it handmade. We wanted to carry it from one generation to another and tell a story. So what happened is, okay, after 8 months, we knew how to do it. So the point is, I was struggling with the business plan behind it, which I had no clue about business also. So I knocked on what? I knocked on CCEW, the Center for
Center for Creation of Economic Wealth here at OU. Okay.
And I said, okay, somebody at OU Tulsa said to me, Janet, you have to talk with them. I said, yes, because I don't know how to price the toy. I don't know what to do. Any the business behind it, I had no clue. It wasn't like an idea, let me try.
Yeah, well, that's what they're great at. They take an idea, they help you take your idea and put it into business practice, yeah.
So I knocked the first year, and they said, yes, you're on the line, you know, you're part of the list. Then I started. The good thing about me is I'm persistent. So I went and knocked again. And then they said, okay, the first things you have to do is we need to make sure you understand the business behind it because you don't have it. You don't have it. And then we decide if you could understand the business, you would will take on the project. So after the course and after they took it, they branded, they created the business plan, they created the market strategies, they created everything. And the most important, they created a mindset for me to understand what I'm doing. So they're doing toys. We're selling toys. We have pre-orders now. We are like trying to catch up. And at the same time, we opened a new line. Now what we did, initially, like we were under 510C of Tulsa Council for Arts and Humanity. But now we have our own 510C. We have our student organization. We have the toys, we sell toys, and we created a new line, which is ethic fashion for women. And we're doing great with that. It's fabulous. We want to hire more women. That's the goal.
What an incredible collaborative effort here as you're trying to do something wonderful. You take your ideas, you bring these refugee women in, you're doing all of this on behalf of educational toys for children, but you're also bringing an opportunity to university students to help and involve themselves in this activity. Well, it's just an incredible collaboration. So just very quickly here at the end, what is your future goal? I mean, you just mentioned the goal is to expand, the goal is to hire more women to be able to provide more opportunity for women. Very quickly, what is your final goal here? Where are you headed? What do you think about the future?
I might not be realistic, but what I'm hoping is to hire at least next year 30 women, refugee, and to create a consortium. My ultimate goal is to bring more refugee women, to hire more refugee around the region, not only in the West Bank. But we're trying to create the structure of the consortium, how it looks like, open the market to the women in the West. We have so much talents. There's so much talents. We're working with a lot of non-fair trade organization in the U.S. and market. So, and they don't work in the Middle East, so they're excited. The handwork, the craft is totally different than usually you see in the other countries. So they're embracing it, but we need to build capacity building. We need to train them. We need to bring them to the market. There's a lot of work behind this. And CCEW now, it's building for us the framework for the consortium.
Well, this is so interesting, Dr. Habashi. Thank you so much for being here today. And we all look forward to learning more about your organization. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me, Susan. Thank you.